Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening through whatever vehicle of your choice, right off our website at welcometominds.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Thank you for following us on Pinterest and on Facebook as well. A recurring theme that you're going to hear on the podcast this year is breaking out of your comfort zone. Breaking out of your comfort zone when you're marketing your business. I'll be talking with you a bit about it today, but in the coming months, we're going to get some different angles from different experts as far as what they recommend and what they have done in their own businesses to break out of their own comfort zones along the way. It's going to be some really interesting stuff. Some of those experts will include America's number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson, who was just on the podcast a couple weeks back, Cincinnati's rock and roll realtor, Gary Rosignol, and internet marketer, educator, best-selling author, Mark Schaefer, who was previously on the podcast back in January and is going to be back on in just a few weeks. He's got a new book coming out. I've seen the cover. It's all ready to go. It's called Known. It's going to be awesome. So last year, we used the example of Rush's concept album, 2112, released on April Fool's Day, 1976. I always loved that. As a prime example of breaking out of your comfort zone. Now, I like to use music and football references. I do it all the time here. But that album, it really is a prime example of breaking out of your comfort zone. It was a huge risk for them. The opposite of what their record label was asking for and expecting. The guys in Rush decided, hey, this is who we are. And it's either going to catch on and be successful, or we're all going back to our day jobs. And that literally was the decision that they had to make there. And turns out they were on to something and started their 40-year march to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cincinnati's rock and roll realtor, Gary Rosignol, I think he puts it best, and you'll hear him tell you himself in just a week or two right here. He says, make some decisions and set some goals that scare the crap out of you. And I just love that. It's all about risk and overcoming fear. That's how you get out of your comfort zone. With risk comes progress. A lot of the time, risk isn't so much about money. It's about fear. Lots of times, you know, defense is that it's about money. We just use money to justify our fear of making a certain decision. I mean, not to say that there aren't money decisions. There certainly are. But when it comes to breaking through your comfort zone, money is the easiest justification for fear of making a certain decision. Often that decision involves letting our personality shine in our business. You hear me bring this up periodically on the podcast. We've been told for decades to keep business and personal separate, which is valid to a degree. I mean, there has to be some of that, but not to the degree that your individuality is lost when you're marketing your business, when you're presenting yourself. I mean, that's what ultimately will set you apart from your competition. Take a look at your business, your website, your logo, your colors, business cards, marketing materials, everything. Does it look the way it's quote unquote supposed to look? Is it sterile? Is it like a new Mariah Carey record? What kind of reaction does it elicit? I mean, seriously, sorry if you're a Mariah Carey fan. Any of you who have seen my business card or any business card from one of us at Mind, you'll see we're having a lot of fun with our presentation. Putting your personality into your business winds up giving you tremendous icebreakers when you're meeting new potential clients as well. And Gary Rosignol is a great example of that, because 7 or 8 years ago, he wasn't sure if people would take him seriously if he let them in too much on his music career. He plays with a band in Cincinnati called Bluestone Ivory. It's like old school rock and roll and good stuff. Now it's his identity. People know and recognize him as Cincinnati's rock and roll realtor. It can really work. Meeting new people is a great way to keep challenging yourself to break out of your comfort zone. You know, I was talking about, you know, our business cards and how much fun we're having with that. Meeting new people, man, I mean, it can even expand your comfort zone. This could be a tough one too. The more comfortable you are in your own skin, the easier it will be for you to meet new people and new potential customers or clients. Challenge yourself with this. It could be a Chamber of Commerce event or some other networking meetup. You know, of course, what happens at a lot of these events. We either cluster ourselves into our own cliques, seek out that person or persons we already know for that all-important comfort factor, or we're wandering loners. Yeah, networking does happen at these events, but typically not on the scale that you would expect for a large gathering of people. These gatherings are where you can really challenge yourself. There could be a decision maker for a prospective client that you've been wanting to meet, but you're afraid to introduce yourself to. Introduce yourself. Overcome your fear. It sounds easy, and it really is. You just got to do it. You're just as important as anybody else. Why not you? In fact, that if that's an issue for you, make that, and I don't mean that in a condescending way, because that's been an issue for me in the past. If that's an issue for you, make your mantra for 2017, why not me? Because it's true. Why not you? That just popped into my head. Good old reverse psychology, I guess. You can actually talk yourself into taking these kinds of risks instead of talking yourself out of it. If it involves money, you know, calculated risk. Yeah, I mean, you know, do your homework, of course. But instead of talking yourself out of meeting that person, or talking yourself out of injecting some of your own personality into your business, ask yourself, why not me? You know, you may find out that you're way more interesting than you ever thought. And even if you don't think so, somebody else might think so. And that's the point. Now, this can also unleash negative internal dialogue. I hate that. We all have it to a certain degree. But it can unleash negative internal dialogue, which can be counterproductive to breaking out of your comfort zone. Negative internal dialogue is what we silently think and tell ourselves that allows us to be comfortable without progress. This hamburger's just fine, thank you very much. Don't need any cheese, don't need any ketchup, don't need any mustard, don't need a bun, don't need lettuce, don't need tomato, don't need none of that stuff. Don't need two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Yeah, McDonald's programmed me as a child. That's your Big Mac right there, and that's why they do it. I don't need any of that stuff ever. Yeah, got to wash your brain of that negative internal dialogue stuff. So here's what you do. Write down your fears so you can look at them on paper. I've done this, and more so recently. Because I've had plenty of fears to overcome. And I'm telling you, if you have a hard time laughing at yourself, you're going to get over that really, really fast when you do this. It's awesome. I've done it, and I now make a point to do it periodically to keep myself in check. When you get those thoughts out of your head and onto paper, man, it can be hard to finish writing because you're having to look at your fears. You're having to actually look at them. And they're either A, going to hurt. Just got to be honest here. They're either A, going to hurt, or B, cause you to think, that's kind of ridiculous. Why am I afraid of that? Some of those that hurt may cause you to have to dig deeper to overcome them. It ain't easy. It can be done. But it ain't easy. On the other hand, those ridiculous fears may have you saying, man, I'm a dumpster fire. I've had those moments, and they're the best because you can look at your fears, have a laugh, and move on. If you can laugh at yourself and face it, there is something funny about all of us. If you can laugh at yourself, you can laugh at anything. You can overcome anything, and you can break through your comfort zone. Laughter is the best medicine. Thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by The Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
From The Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. And till next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.